Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Good morning. Good morning. If you're going a little stir crazy, we'll just try to cheer you up.
We're
going to
stir the pot a little more.
Stir the pot, okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, that keeps it from boiling over.
That's
you
right.
You notice that when you cook. If it's boiling, you stir it and it doesn't boil over as easy.
As easily. That's right.
But it is obviously Dr. Mixon and Pete.
Yes.
Dr. Umat.
That's right.
And because
she's going to call in.
But Dr. Umat has been, you know, seeing patients during the day, and so she may be contaminated, and so Pete won't let her in this little tiny room.
And that is so not true. And she's not contaminated. They're all masked, you know, everybody. You can't get in the door.
I can't avoid tweaking you, Pete. You know that.
Oh, my.
It's
golly.
Built into my DNA.
Okay.
At least I have DNA, unlike the virus, which only has RNA.
Yes. Well, I'm not sure we need to dig that deep into the weeds, DNA versus RNA. But in bottom line is it is an all-consuming topic. And it is an experience I had hoped I'd never have to go through. But here we are.
Yep, here we are. And so we're going to spend a fair bit of time today, I am quite confident, talking about the virus and, you know, and exploring everything from how to destroy it. You can't really use the word kill because viruses, by definition, are not alive. But they are active versus inactive is what we refer to them.
Okay.
And excuse me if I get to be a little bit sticky about some of the technical jargon on viruses, but you have to remember my first degree was in microbiology.
That's right.
Being a microbiologist as the foundation of my medical education, then, you know, I can't help.
I'm curious, what led you into microbiology?
That's a long, long story.
Well, we have 4 hours.
All right. You want to hear how I actually ended up going to medical school? It's odd. I was not a good student in high school. I concentrated in girls and surfing with skiing in the winter.
All right.
Okay. And I thought the students were an oppressed minority. Everybody picked on students. And so with the impeccable logic of a 17-year-old boy, I went off right after, as soon as I graduated, and joined the army to be free. Yeah, right. In retrospect, it's obviously insane, but that was my thinking at 17.
All right. But
as much as any 17-year-old.
You were not a good student, but you were straight A.
I was smart, but I didn't study, and like I said, I spent a lot more time surfing, chasing girls, and skiing than I did studying.
Like me, who when I even tried to study, it didn't seem to help.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so then I spent my years in the Army and got my rear end shot off, and when I got out, I got the only job I could get, because I only knew how to blow things up and shoot people, and there was limited call for that in civilian life. And so I got the world's shittiest job. But it's true. What I did was the harbor at Long Beach Harbor, Long Beach, California, was not supposed to dump sewage in the harbor, but the ships did anyway. So I had a 14-foot wooden rowboat, a 55-gallon drum, and a net. And I rowed around the harbor scooping up crap and putting it in the barrel.
Are you kidding me?
No, for $2.11 an hour. Now, you never lived till you spend a California summer afternoon with half a barrel of human shit. So that's why I say it's the world's shittiest job. But that did teach me something very important. Being in that rowboat with that barrel taught me that I needed an education really badly. I wanted out of that boat.
Okay. I don't blame you.
That's right. So I went to Long Beach City College at night while I worked in the harbor in the daytime. And that got me good enough grades that I went over to Long Beach State College in those days. Now it's Long Beach University or California State University at Long Beach. But in those days, it was Long Beach State College.
Okay.
Which was a decent liberal arts college, but I had decided I wanted to go to medical school, and you can't get in with a liberal arts degree. There were 200 applicants for every medical school spot in those days. So I went to the library, and I started pulling out, my typical systematic fashion, every college catalog in the country that had a medical school associated with it. And I started looking at the catalogs for an edge, something that would get me into medical school. And I got all the way up to the U's, University of Utah. I was getting discouraged. I had not found anything by then. But I found at the University of Utah, there was an undergraduate degree, microbiology, taught at the medical school by the medical school faculty. And a light went off in my sneaky little head, and I said, aha, that's it. I immediately changed my major from psychology to microbiology, shifted to the University of Utah, saw to it that all my major courses were taught at the medical school by the medical school faculty, ensured that I was the fair-haired boy who stood out for everything in my classes so that all my recommendations for medical school were written by the medical school faculty.
Oh, yes. Right. You were savvy even as a kid.
So, yeah. So that is how right. I got.
Well, we made it through the right. story without the FDA shutting us off for your language. But that's okay. That is a great story. Why haven't you ever told me that before?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, a little autobiography.
Yeah.
That's how Dr. Mixon became doctor.
Interesting. Well,
I owe it all to a rowboat.
That's right. In the water. Well, I'm so glad you switched to medicine, because you'd be dangerous as a psychiatrist. Okay. Hey, let me give out the number, because all the lines are open right now, and yes, we are live. There's no way we would air this and pre-record this specifically, so you know we're live. And our number with your questions, 800-465-8770. We're here for 2 hours on 770 KTTH, and then we're on another station in town for 2 hours from 10 to noon. And so if you'd like to know where we are for the next 2 hours, 10 to noon, go to our website, lmclinic.com, and push on the little radio podcast button at the top of the page, and it'll tell you where we are. Plus, you can, by going to that button on our website, you can also listen to any of our past programs. And so when you're listening today and you hear something and you say, aha, that is something my cousin Bill needs to hear, or my wife, or my husband, or my son, or my parents, you just simply, about Monday, we'll have it on our website, and you can go back and listen. And they're tracked hour by hour by hour, so you don't have to try to fumble through all 4 hours. It's listed 8 to 9 hour, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12. So there you go. Yeah.
One thing.
Yes.
I have never told you that story, I guess. I tell that story to Uber drivers.
Okay.
The reason I tell the story to Uber drivers is these are often young people that are new in the country. They're starting out at the bottom of the heap.
Yeah.
And what I want to point out to these young folks is it's not where you start in life. It's where you end.
Yeah.
And my first civilian job was rowing that boat and scooping crap into a barrel.
Isn't that something?
And now I've got, you know, my degrees in microbiology, my medical degree. I own companies, and I do quite well. The world is structured so that you always start at the bottom. Don't worry about where you're starting. Do whatever you need to do to feed your family and move on up.
Move up.
Use each one move as a stepping stone.
Absolutely. You know, that's the one thing that bothers me by liberals who talk about the minimum wage, because how are you supposed to feed a family on a minimum wage?
You're not.
You're not.
It's an introduction to the work world.
That's right. But they want to keep everybody there as if that is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Rather than maybe a part-time job, which is perfectly legit. You can have a part-time job on minimum wage for as long as you want. But if you want to climb a ladder, they call it minimum wage for a reason.
Yeah, it's the minimum. It's where you start.
Right.
But then you learn skills and you get incentives. And my incentive was get the hell out of this boat.
Yeah. So. Well, good for you. All right. Again, our number... we've got one call that's come in, and so we've got two or three lines more still to fill at 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. Now, a little later today, I'm trying to get Dr. Brian McKay from Advanced Cosmetic and Laser Dentistry. Brian's been a guest here many, many times.
Many times.
And we've also got Dr. Michael Gilbert going to call in for a little bit, Dr. Dan Nelson just for a little bit. But I all of a sudden realized this morning Brian hasn't been on, Brian McKay. Mm-hmm. And what about people who get a toothache now or have problems now?
That's classed as an emergent care.
That's right.
And they can be
so
seen.
So I just thought it would be fun to have Brian on just for a few minutes. Now, that doesn't mean he's getting my text, but I'm going to keep trying.
Certainly not if he's up in Sun Valley Ski.
Yes, yeah, and he probably is.
Because that's his favorite ski place.
That's right. And he has a home there, and he's there almost every weekend. But so we've got a full day. We're going to have good time, good questions again at 800-465-8770. We're going to go to a break just a tad early. But when we come back, Dorothy from Federal Way wants to know if you are asymptomatic for COVID-19, how long would it take for the disease to become inactive?
Great question.
Good question. Plus, you got a lot more stuff you want to share, right?
Yep.
About the virus, where we are, what to do.
Last week, I wanted to talk about Vote Italy. We never did. So I'm going to talk about Vote Italy in conjunction with this particular question.
That's right. Excellent. Excellent. And of course, Dr. Umat's going to call in too. So we got a lot going on today. Don't go very far. We'll be right back.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Leading Edge Medicine. For the first time in history, you can choose how to age. Call with your question at 1-800-465-8770.
That's 800-465-8770.
Pete Talbot here. Glad you're with us. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine with today Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Umat will be calling in probably any old time. And we've got one line open, so if you would like to call in and get in line to ask Dr. Mixon a question, now's a good time to do it at 800-465-8770. And this portion of Leading Edge Medicine is brought to you by Northwest Vision Institute. That, of course, is Dr. Michael Gilbert. So there are a lot of reasons why you want to still see, even now, Northwest Vision Institute can still help you now if you want to make an appointment. For example, eye exam or what have you. They're not doing any elective surgeries right now, no. Only emergencies. Disasters or what have you, but
you detach your retina or something, they'll come in and help.
That's right. But they are available for the basics. So again, give Dr. Gilbert's his office a call at 425-450-2020. All right. Hey, Dr. Umat is here. She called in. Good morning to you, Dr. Umat.
Hey. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. Without your smiling face, of course, it's a little drab in this room.
Well,
but, you know.
Yeah, sorry. And I'm not dancing there for you either today.
That's true.
And boring.
Yes. And, you know, Pete doesn't wear bangles. I like to watch your bangles jangle. So.
That's right. He does not. Thank goodness for that.
That's right. I sit here for 4 hours, and the two of you usually stand.
And occasionally dance, depending if you'll provide us with some music.
That's right.
Although Samira sometimes hums to herself and dances without the music.
You know,
Yes, I do.
I did have a question for you. And by the way, we're going to get to Dorothy here in just a moment. She's on hold, and Warren.
Don't go away, Dorothy.
So don't go away. There's one interesting development that I'm really quite excited about, Dr. Umat, and I'd like you to explain it to our listeners. We have just made a decision because some people, actually about 50% of people who are scheduled for appointments at Longevity reschedule. And that's okay. You know, that's okay. Mm-hmm. We understand people are a little bit nervous. But we wanted to assure everybody that it's very safe. Dr. Umat, you're there. Our staff is there. All three of our clinics are there. Our doctors are there. Medical assistants. And so when patients come in, we take their temperature even before they come into the clinic.
Yes, outside we check their temperatures.
And we ask them all kinds of qualitative questions.
Make sure they haven't had a recent illness of any kind.
You know. So we're very careful, and you're seeing patients every day, all day long. But some people are a little nervous, and that's understandable, not a problem. But what we thought we would do, and this I think is really exciting, for people who still want to come in for a free health analysis appointment, we have some available now. In fact, in all
we have some what, Pete?
Health analysis appointments.
Oh, okay.
Free health analysis appointments with the two free tests.
Yes.
The one very simple blood test and the one in-body test. We're still making them available. But for the month of April, if you come in for your free health analysis appointment in the month of April, we are giving you a $100 gift card toward longevity supplements. Oh. And just little, you know, obviously, you can wait until May or June or July or what have you. But for those of you who know, there's no time like the present to start working on your immune system, start getting things organized, and to determine what your basic health risks are, this is a great time to do it. We'll make it just a little easier for you and give you a $100 gift card for the longevity supplements, which are the best there is. So, best there are. So, here's the deal. Go ahead and make your free health analysis appointments. And Dr. Umat, I just wanted you to convince and share with our listeners that you're there every day and that people coming in can feel very comfortable. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. No, we are there every day. A lot of our patients are coming in. Naturally, we are taking all precautions. We are a medical clinic. We are there for our patients. If you're having any issues or concerns, please call us. We are happy to have you come in. We are making appointments. Everybody who wants to come in for supplements is also calling ahead of time so that we have your order ready for you when you come in, so you're not waiting unnecessarily.
Well, we'd rather mail it to you.
Yeah.
And
we'd rather mail it to them.
Yeah, but we can mail it to you as well.
Yeah. We can. But, you know, if they're coming in for a blood draw and they want to pick up something at the same time, they're just calling ahead of time and saying, hey, can you have this ready for me? I'll just pick it up when I come for my blood draw. And that makes it very easy. We check your temperature, as Pete just mentioned and Dr. Mixon mentioned, at the door. The girls are wearing masks. We give you a mask when you come in. And after that, we have you go in, get your blood test taken, and then when you leave, you sign out, and you're done. The girls are wearing masks. They're also wearing gloves at the time, and that makes it easier, and they're careful. Everybody's careful. We are there to take your phone calls. We're doing most lab reviews via phone. We're also offering emails now. That's a huge new development for us. so that if you want to see your labs and don't want to wait for the mail to get them to you, we can email your labs to you. And then the new platform we're working on is telecommunication, so you can see us visually. And that's in the works. It's not ready yet. But we're there. We're answering questions. People have lots of questions about their health. And we want to make sure that you're safe during these difficult times. So please give us a call, reach out. A huge shout out to all three clinic team members. They are doing such an amazing job, but they're there for you. Remember, we come into work because we want you to be better every single day, better tomorrow than you are today.
Yeah. Sounds good. And again, back to the free health analysis appointment. I believe we have something in April. I believe we have something like almost maybe as many as 15 or 20 available in each clinic. And so they're available on a first come, first served basis. And so I suggest if you decide, yeah, now is a good time and you'd like to take advantage of the free gift card of $100 toward that can be used toward longevity supplements. And by the way, how many supplements do we make? I mean, we've got like,
I don't know,
30, lots. 40, 50 different supplements. So odds are there is something there that you're already taking. And if you would like the best, and at obviously you're a very good price, make that free health analysis appointment. And to do that, it's pretty easy, right online at lmclinic.com. You make your own appointment. At least about 95% of the people make their own appointment online at lmclinic.com. You just, when you go to the homepage, you click on the big button there. You can't miss it to schedule. And it is a 1-2-3 step, easy to do. Well, Samira, you go back, you be with your family, relax. You've been working hard this week. We thought we'd give you another week off. Maybe we'll see you back in here next Saturday. So thank you, ma'am.
Sounds good, Pete. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Mixon.
Sure. Bye-bye, Samira.
We'll talk. All right. Let us go to line two and Dorothy from Federal Way. Dorothy, welcome.
Hello, Dorothy.
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is a question that I've been pondering for some time. If a person is an asymptomatic carrier of COVID-19, how long does that virus stay active in the carrier's body so that it is viable and can be transmitted to others?
You know, I'm glad you used the word you use, viable, since viruses by definition are not actually alive. They don't reproduce on their own. the term we use is they're active or they're inactive, okay? And we don't kill them, we inactivate them. All right, we don't really know. That's the upshot. If you are asymptomatic, we don't know that you're sick. The only way to know is to do a polymerase chain reaction test on a nasal swab, a nasal pharyngeal swab, and look to see if we find virus. If there is virus active in your nasal pharynx, then we know you're infected. Because asymptomatic by definition, you have no symptoms. You don't have a fever, you don't have a cough, you don't have a runny nose, you have nothing to make us think you're sick. So you know, the only way to know how long would be to check somebody regularly, do a swab on the day the virus got into their body and continue doing swabs until the virus left their body, and then they would tell us how long the virus had been in their body, which nobody's doing, because why would you start doing all of those very expensive, uncomfortable tests? And they are uncomfortable. They don't just swab the front of your nose. That swab goes through the nose all the way to the back of the nasal pharynx. So it's a bit uncomfortable. So just because of the nature of an asymptomatic patient and the difficulty in obtaining virus, nobody really knows. Okay? That's unfortunate. We do know in people that are symptomatic, some of them will clear their virus in 6 or 7 days. Some people will still have virus there 2-3 weeks later. And those people that are still having active virus ravaging their body, those are the ones that are ending up usually in the intensive care unit, on respirators, and going on to die. okay, because they cannot clear the virus on their own. Their immune system is overwhelmed by the virus, and the virus is basically in control. So people with a competent immune system will suppress the virus so quickly that they never even get sick. They stay asymptomatic. People with immune systems that are not quite that good will get sniffles a day or so down, maybe a little hack for a couple of days, and it goes away. People whose immune systems are not quite that good will get a little bit sicker, and it's a continuum. And most people, about 80% of the people who get sick, will clear the virus on their own within about 7 days. Some poor people don't. And if you have anything that suppresses your immune system, that's where your risks of getting really sick and dying go up and up and up. And one of the single best corollaries with immune competence is age. You know, young people have great immune responses. And as we age, our immune response is declining. And by the time you're 60, your immune response is significantly down, and your risk of being overwhelmed by the virus is much higher. And 70s is worse yet, and 80s is worse yet. So,
but again, the battle that we face at longevity often is that many people, maybe most people, think, well, I'm getting older, there's nothing I can do about my immune system.
And there's a lot you can do. And in fact, things that people often don't connect with immunity, they connect with cosmesis, looks or so on, or social acceptance, are actually immune, strong immune factors. The reason that places like Louisiana are having such high death rates compared to the rest of the country is because the degree of obesity in Louisiana is very high. That those deep southern states are what we refer to as the stroke belt. They have a lot of strokes, a lot of heart disease. The fat on their bodies is increasing to suppress their immune response. The fatter you are, the more danger you are from the coronavirus. If you're a diabetic, you're increased danger from the coronavirus. Heaven help you if you're a smoker, you're in incredible danger from the coronavirus. If you're a vapor, you're in increased danger from the coronavirus.
If you're what?
A vapor. People that use the vapor instead of the cigarettes themselves.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. And so young people that vape are putting themselves at high risk from the coronavirus. Sedentary lifestyle puts you at increased risk from the coronavirus. Lean, fit, exercising people with low blood sugar and good cardiovascular tone are at very low risk from the coronavirus. Unless they get exposed to a massive overdose of the virus. And that's why doctors and nurses, while they tend to be healthy people, are often getting very sick, and some of them are dying in their 30s and 40s because they're exposed to so much of the virus that when they're sitting there breathing the air, being exposed to really sick people all the time, those people, despite healthy immune systems, get overwhelmed by the amount of virus coming in just because they're exposed to it all the time. If you're jogging down the street, you're on the Kirkland Cross, you know, Cross Kirkland Trail, and you're out there jogging and you go within 3 feet of another jogger, odds on you getting sick are infinitesimal.
Yeah.
Because even if they're breathing the virus out, you're going to get just a couple of little quick little particles. Your immune system can handle a light exposure. The heavier the exposure, the more risk you're at.
That's important to know.
Sure. And that's which brings us to the masks.
Well, okay.
And the face coverings.
Okay, I'll tell you what. First of all, Dorothy, he's got a lot more that he's going to be sharing. I'm assuming you're going to want to keep listening. But do you have any other specific question for Dr. Mitchell?
Did I cover your question adequately?
Well, you did, with one caveat.
Yes.
And maybe you'll discuss this in the coming minutes. Is there any recommendation on how long one would wear a protective mask as a, to protect yourself and or others if you're asymptomatic?
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Yep.
We're going to
talk that very subject.
That's right.
So keep listening right after the commercial. I'll be back.
You hang up, Dorothy, and keep listening. We've got a quick break, and then we will be back. with a discussion about masks. And by the way, if you make a free health analysis appointment and you come in, yes, you get a $100 gift card towards supplements plus.
You keep the mask that we gave you, and we give you another one for your spouse.
And family members. Immediate.
Those that live with you.
Those that live with you.
Your kids are grown and they got six grandkids. No, we ain't giving masks. We don't have enough.
That's right. But for anybody that comes in for an appointment at Longevity Medical Clinic, all of our patients, for example.
That patient and their spouse and immediate in the house living with them family.
You get a mask. And according to the government now, you need a mask. So, hey, we will be right back. And yes, we're going to talk about masks. And to make the free health analysis appointment, you do it online at lmclinic.com. Go there now. You'll see how easy it is to make the appointment. If you don't have computer access, you can call 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Join in the conversation at 1-800-465-8770 and tell your friends to listen.
That's 1-800-465-8770.
Okay, we're back. Pete Talbot here with me in the studio. Dr. Jerry Mixon, and he is 6 feet away.
You see?
Even though I'm not too worried about it.
No.
But he is 6 feet away across the big desk here, the microphones, and it's just us today. If you've got a question, just before we start talking about masks, do you need them, what type, all that sort of good stuff, give us a call at 800-465-8770. Masks.
Okay. Let's start with masks. Are they effective? You know, I have said several times on the air, human beings make mistakes. I don't mind people being wrong. Politicians can be wrong. I hate being lied to. Okay. And unfortunately, our Surgeon General lied to us. Several weeks ago when he first started talking about masks, and I really pissy about it. He was saying something that made no sense. The lie was obvious, and it was simply this. Our first line workers, the people in the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses, the technicians, the people treating coronavirus victims, need the masks. They have to have them. Please don't buy masks. Now, if he'd stopped there and said, we simply don't have enough masks, sorry, you guys out that are not exposed to people on a regular basis, you're going to have to take your chances because we got to have it for the people treating the sick folks. I understand that part. But then he went to the lie, which was, besides, they don't do any good for you. And I'm saying, no, 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 no. If they don't do any good for the man on the street, they don't do any good for the doctor at the hospital either. Well. It's the same mask. It's the same virus. It's the same human physiology. Okay. It can't be that it doesn't do any good for person A, but person B has to have it because it's critical.
All of America was clenching their teeth saying, really?
Yeah, I know. Because it simply made no sense.
Yeah.
You know? So, yes. I understand we did not want everybody out there buying masks to go to the grocery store when they're at very low risk so that the people that were at very high risk actually treating people didn't have one.
Yeah.
That's obvious. Yes, please, you know, don't run out and buy them in those early days. Now they're coming to the fact to say, look, there are aerosol droplets. Okay. Everybody that I know at some point in their life has been embarrassed by when you say something, you see spittle fly out of your mouth.
Yeah.
It's the old saying, you know, say it, don't spray it, right?
Yeah, of course.
We've all seen that. Those are not micro droplets. If you can see them with the naked eye as they fly out of your mouth, those are macro droplets. Okay. Those, if you are carrying the virus and that droplet goes out and it hits somebody, you just did a really bad thing to them. But what most people don't realize is we all spray micro droplets, droplets that are too small for us to see with the human eye. When we say certain sounds in your language, it's just the way the mouth is made. So we do spray out some micro droplets. Those micro droplets are modestly infective. They're very small. They don't have as much virus as a big droplet would have, but they contain virus if you're infected. So the mask would help protect you from spreading the disease. Put that together with the fact we now know that at least 50% of the people that get infected by the virus don't know it. They have no symptoms. They are asymptomatic. They're carrying the virus and they're not sick, but they can make other people sick. That's a population that should worry us. But who are they? We have no idea. They have no symptoms. For those people to wear a mask, if when they do their micro spraying, it stays inside the mask. It doesn't come out to hit everybody else. They keep their spittle.
And that right? Potentially could be anybody.
That could be anybody. Everybody. It could be the guy who looks healthy as a horse. He's lean. He's strong. He's running down the street because he has no symptoms, but he's carrying and spraying the virus. Okay. So masks for that person, which could be any of us without our knowledge, are important. Then there's a person that thinks he's just got a mild cold or a little spittle or a little cough, and he doesn't know he's got the coronavirus. He's at even higher risk because he's carrying a higher burden. Okay. Now, let's go to the other side. The person that is walking down the street and this other person is out there and they're spraying virus and you don't know it and they don't know it. It's perfectly innocent on both parties, but you are inhaling his micro spittle. Gee, having a mask to keep that outside of your face would be a real good idea. Okay. Now
are you going to the store or are you having food brought in?
Both.
Both. Okay. So when you go to the store?
Yeah.
Today or whenever?
I wear my mask.
Good.
Yes, I'll wear a mask. Now, we still don't have enough N95 masks for everybody in the country. We just don't. And so, yes, we want to keep those for people that need them the most. All right. However, at our clinic, my doctors get them and their immediate families get them. Because guess what? If Dr. Umat, Samira, is protected at the office and she goes home and she gets the virus from her husband, she's still got the virus and brings it back to my office. So I have to protect her and her husband. So my staff and their family members, I want them to have N95 masks. That's just the way it is. I have to protect them. Because we don't have enough N95s for everybody on the planet, then they are coming around saying, well, then use a face covering. Use a scarf. Use a bandana. Use anything to cover your face. And that's a good idea. Not that it's going to protect you from the virus coming through, because those are not virus-stopping fabrics. Virus can get through, but at least we will stop our micro-spraying. We will stop spraying at each other, and that will cut transmission and so on quite effectively. And you can take your bandana, you can take your face covering, you can take whatever it is you're wearing across your nose and mouth, take it home and wash it, and you kill the virus. The virus, or you inactivate the virus. The virus is very fragile. Okay. Ultraviolet light from sunshine destroys the virus. Oxygen will destroy the virus within a few hours. That's why when the virus is on a porous fabric, it's only viable on average about 3 hours, because just the air circulating will oxidize and damage and destroy the virus. So on fabric, it's only dangerous about 3 or 4 hours anyway. Okay. On wood, it's dangerous 4 to 5 hours. Okay. On metal, it's dangerous for 24 to 30 hours. On plastic, it's dangerous for up to 70 some hours. The less porous the material, the less oxygen can get through, the longer the virus stays infective. Okay. So you want to use things that will allow air to circulate through them. So fabric is actually quite good. What I'm telling my staff is when we give one of our staff members or their spouse or one of our patients and their spouse an N95 mask. If they're just using it to go to the store, which is what they should be because they're staying at home, they are still sequestered. But if they need to go to the grocery store, you put your mask on, you go to the grocery store, you come home, you take the mask off, you set it outside, external surface up on a windowsill or someplace where the air will circulate and light will come in and hit it, because I want both ultraviolet light killing those viruses and I want the air circulation, the oxygenation to kill it, because it's a porous fabric. You set it up there. 3-4 hours later, the virus is pretty much gone. Okay. You set it up there.
If you had it at all, right?
If you had it at all, yes. So you've gone to the store. You don't know if you got exposed or not. We always assume you did. You put it there. You don't touch it again until tomorrow. You've given it 24 hours, which is a multiple of the times usually required. When you take it off, you put it down, you go wash your hands. Okay. Wash your hands after you've touched the mask. And the reason for that is simple. Again, this is a fragile virus. It is RNA. It is proteins coated on both sides, a bilayer of fat, of fatty materials, oils. Soap and water dissolves the fat, and the virus disintegrates. It falls apart. The single best disinfectant we've got is not alcohol. It's not Lysol. It's soap and water. Soap and water is incredibly effective. 20 seconds of washing your hands will destroy that virus virtually 100% of the time.
Ideally, hot water.
Warm water, simply. But it's just the same principle when you do your dishes, okay? You dissolve the grease on your dish better with hot water and soap than you do with cold water and soap, all right? So, yes, it's the same principle. So soap and water, at least 20 seconds, more effective than the commercial disinfectants by a long shot. If you're going to use a commercial disinfectant, it should be at least 60% alcohol.
Okay. And most of the common ones are 63%.
Yes.
For a reason.
That's right. Because it needs to be at least 60, so yeah. They put a little extra in, you know. And so 63% is the standard. But once more, alcohol is very drying and is really tough on your skin. Okay. So.
And by the way, at Paramount Pharmacy, we now have plenty of disinfectant. You know, it's not Purell. We're making it ourselves at Paramount.
We aren't Paramount.
Oh, Paramount is, yes. Right. They are. You're right. That's not us. That's them.
That's right. That is them, although they are our friends. So, but yes, you can use the disinfectants. It needs to be at least 60% alcohol. Don't use those that are benzocodium chloride or any of the other stuff. But number one, absolute best, soap and water. And they don't just kill the virus on your hands. You can wash your countertops with soap and water, and you kill the virus very effectively.
Very good information. So, again, if you want one of our free health analysis appointments, you can go online at lmclinic.com. All of our patients, when you come in for an appointment, whether it's a health analysis appointment or our many, many, many patients around the Northwest, because we have clinics in Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland, we've got the masks. And we have one for you and your spouse and anyone living with you, your immediate family. So that's a good thing. LMClinic.com. Hey, we will be right back. Oh, and when we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about Paramount Pharmacy, too, because, yes, they do have the hand sanitizer now available, and they can get it out and ship it to you ASAP. More about that in a second.
If you or someone you love is struggling with memory issues, find out about Longevity Memory. Call Longevity right now to schedule your memory consultation evaluation. 425-654-0258.
That's 425-654-0258.
All righty. Hey, we've got about 11 minutes left before the top of the hour, with another hour after that to go here on 770 KTTH. Again, our number, if you have a question for Dr. Mixon, is 800-465-8770. All right, let us... Well, I was going to tell you about Paramount Pharmacy. Yes, they do have the hand sanitizer now, and they can ship it out to you real easily. But also, don't forget, and I haven't mentioned this today yet, they are making available something for new customers. If you've never used Paramount Pharmacy before, or maybe you used them a long time ago, and I don't know, whatever, you want to give them a try. They are offering a 90-day prescription for the 30-day cost for your first prescription.
I think that's assuming ongoing prescriptions with them.
Well, yes.
Yeah, you start it, and then every 3 months or so, you fill it again.
That's right. But, boy, they're already... That's one of the reasons why we switched over to Paramount was, yes, their quality and customer service, those two things critical for us, but their pricing. They're very competitively priced, and its odds are for your compounded pharmacies. They are a compounding pharmacy. They'll save you some money. And to just tempt you a little bit, you give them a call, and they'll give you their 90-day cost. Excuse me, their 90-day prescription for their 30-day prescription cost. And here's their number. The Paramount Pharmacy toll-free number is 855-301-7677. That's 855-301-7677. And, oh, yes, by the way, they have hand sanitizer, too. So give them a call. All right, let's go to Brennan and talk with Warren. Warren, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. I'm a patient there.
Yes.
I have a problem with my LDL. I follow all the rules of health, a plant-based diet, only eat 4 hours a day. And yet my LDL sits around 130, and it was, you know, doesn't want to budge lower.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I've had, you know, some years ago, I had took very tiny amounts of Lipitor, and that drove my LDL way down.
Okay.
But I thought, well, okay, I'd try the red yeast rice, and just started off with one tablet twice a day, and then went up all the way to three, and didn't seem to make any difference. So
okay.
My question is, what's wrong? Why is my LDL stubbornly staying there when I want to be below 100?
Well, the next question is, what types of LDL do you have? LDL is subfractionated.
Right,
yeah, it's subfractioned into three subtypes of LDL. And the lower density, the lower the density of the LDL, the more risky it is. So there are some forms of LDL that really do not put you at significant risk.
You mean the higher the density, right?
Well, no. High density cholesterol is good stuff, all right? Low density is the stuff we worry about, and we can break your LDL into three subfractions. So HDL has subfractions. There's an intermediate form, and then there are three subfractions of LDL. And so what we really need to do is to have your doctor order a particle size study on you, and they will actually break your HDL and your LDL down into six subcategories. And they can give you a much better idea, because some HDL is more protective than others, and some LDL is more dangerous than others. And there are some people who have an LDL that is kind of borderline-ish like you, and yet are very, very low risk. And so the question is, what kinds of LDL are you making? And, you know, some of this is just genetics.
At the risk of sounding pedantic, isn't the fluffy... the large, fluffy LDL, the low density?
Yes, yes.
Well, the high density is the one that's small, dense.
That's right. Yeah, by definition. Yeah. Yeah. If it's a small, dense molecule, then it becomes high dense. But again, these are to some extent arbitrary. You know, we started out years and years ago in that we just had cholesterol. Then we said, okay, look, the cholesterol can be broken down into a low density and a high density form. And people with robust amounts of high density are at lower risk than people with large amounts of low density. Now we've gone further. We fractionate that LDL into three subfractions, and we break down the HDL into multiple subfractions.
So, what we studied in your lab, precisely.
Okay, we can actually order and break it down and tell you what your subtypes are, because you know, we all have genetic variations, and some people are just designed to function with higher levels of total LDL, and yet they have good, healthy LDL that is not susceptible to be easily damaged. And really, when you think about it, it's not the LDL per se that is dangerous. LDL is supposed to be there. It's part of what you're supposed to have. The problem is LDL tends to be fragile. It's easily damaged. And if it is oxidized or methylated, if it is, you know, hit with free radicals, it changes its shape. It becomes a damaged LDL that your body now recognizes as a foreign material. It's no longer normal LDL. It's been damaged. And so you eat those up with your white blood cells. Your leukocytes come in, your macrophages, and they gobble up LDL until they're filled with it. And then these great big, we call them foam cells, because they look like they're filled with foam when they're really filled with damaged LDL. Your body sequesters those. It takes them over to the wall of the artery and sticks it down along the wall of the artery to get it out of the circulation. And when you do that long enough, you pile this stuff up and it forms a plaque. It forms a great big lump on the arterial wall. And that can eventually narrow the artery enough that you're at risk of having your heart attack or your stroke. And so the LDL itself is not the problem. The problem is LDL that has been damaged by oxidation or by sugar or by free radicals. Okay?
Great. Great answer. Thank you.
Okay. Take care, sir.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Have a good one. All right. Well, we're coming near the end of the first hour. That is something just hit me. This is yet another area as it relates to why Longevity Medical Clinic is so critical. There are things you need to know about your LDL, your HDL, that you just don't hear at your normal primary care.
Well, and again, I just spent more time visiting with this guy than his primary care doctor can spend in the whole visit.
That's right.
Okay, because he's got 25, 35, 40 patients to see in the day. And he's got to get from room to room to room to room.
That's right.
Our doctors have an hour.
And that's such a critical thing. But just the area of your cholesterol, just that's like one of 50 things you need to be thinking about when it comes to your aging process. And what hit me is we've never really talked a lot about our lab. This is something you started, 17, 18 years ago,
because
the labs were costing so much money, you decided, hey, we need to start our own longevity lab, because we were able to cut the costs just a fraction.
Yeah, in the olden days when we had to contract our labs out, we had to charge the patient our fee plus a separate lab fee.
Yeah.
And once we got our own lab, we could just make it a simple global fee. Then we could check the patient, you know, if he needed their hormones checked every other week, we could do it, and it didn't cost the patient any extra, because we can do it in-house. So all the things we do in-house are included in the global fee.
That's right.
Things I have to send out, though, still we charge for it.
That's right.
If I got to pay for it, you got to pay for it.
Yeah, the bottom line.
If I can do it in-house, it's included.
That's right, which is the majority of what we do is in-house. Let's talk about the lab in just a moment, but this is just one more way, one more reason why there's never been a better time to figure out what your basic risks are. And that's what the health analysis appointment is all about. And as I announced about a half hour ago, for those who come in for their health analysis appointment in April, we're giving an additional $100 gift card toward our longevity supplements. If that isn't an incentive for a free health analysis appointment, I don't know what is. Make your own appointment, especially in April, at lmclinic.com. We'll be back in about 15 seconds.